This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, everybody.
Do you know Anna-Livia McGivern?
No.
She is a influencer in the north.
Is okay. Her name Olivia or is it Anna-Livia?
Anna-Livia.
It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anna-Livia. I think it was Hines before, but she got married then.
Rings a bell.
She's great. I really like her content. It's kind of more for girls, but like I just think she as a person is pretty cool.
Hey, content is for everyone.
Hey, my thing on my thing just fell off. That's really good. I you'll hear it on the show. I bought a Temu, load of Temu stuff, and it's falling apart on the podcast.
Oh,
as we
no.
speak.
He's had it for 3 hours.
Literally
now,
3 hours.
Now, in fairness, previous Temu stuff you got lasted okay. Tell me about this girl anyway. What's so great about her?
Oh, it doesn't even do the spin anymore. This sucks. Anyway, sorry. That was my Temu thing. This Anna-Livia girl. She's an influencer from the north, and she has a fella who's really, really funny. And she did this video, right? And she was like, this video is for Kourtney Kardashian only. And it was like her fella had a message for Kourtney Kardashian. And listen to how he starts it.
This video is for Kourtney Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian only. My husband has a proposal for you.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Is that not the most husband thing in the world?
That's very funny.
Anyway, so that was a couple of weeks ago.
And what did she say to Kourtney Kardashian, do you know?
What the guy
wants. What does he want to say?
Because she has like a line of things, and he was making a joke being like, you should bring out a line of these products to make men last longer.
Okay.
So because it's something like something last.
Okay.
Her product. So when he was like, you should call it Let Me Last.
Yes, you know okay. I mean?
That
gotcha.
Kind of vibe. Anyway, so she put up that video. Kourtney Kardashian commented.
No way.
It's the Hi Kim for me.
Oh, that's good crack. Fair play.
Really funny.
That
just kind of came up on my For You page. It's probably very old, that news, but I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
And that's all I have for you.
I was up very late last night, lads.
You had the gang round.
Yeah, I did. And I was
How many was in the gaff?
Only two. Just two of the girls.
Okay.
But I was like making cheese and ham toasties at 11:45. Like.
I saw that you were
Paula
doing piggybacks.
And who?
Her friend Jill.
You were doing piggybacks for your friend's kid as well.
I was for the entire... Well, Jack took over and did most of it. It was so lovely. Yeah, she's such a gorgeous kid. But yeah, I was making toasties and tea until like midnight. And then I was like, right, guys, I'm up early. I got to go to bed. And I was halfway up the stairs and I heard a bit of gossip. And I was like, would you stop telling me good stories? Sat back down again. I was like, I'm going to have such regret in the morning. But anyway.
What was the gossip about?
Oh, just pure shite. Like something going on with one of the girls' boyfriends. And
right,
one of the
okay.
girls might have to move away to be with him and blah, 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 blah. But sure, I don't even know these people, but I was like, tell me more.
Yeah.
It was fab. It was so fun, but you just can't be doing that when you're... And everyone else
just can't be doing that at our age.
Of a Wednesday.
I know. It was just so much fun, though. We will see you back here in the morning. Have a lovely, lovely
Bye.
Day. Enjoy Mwah. The sun. Get some sun cream on you.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning to you. I hope you're good.
Good morning. What's going on? How are we all? Do you know what? 4 hours of sleep. Let's do this.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah, you 4 hours as well?
Oh, I was bold and late last night.
Were you?
Bold and late.
Okay.
Lewis Capaldi, who would have thunk it?
Oh, we live very different lives these days. Because I was in bed by 10:30.
Oh, go
and
on.
And I still only got 4 hours of sleep.
What happened to you? Just two...
I need three things to sleep.
Yeah.
I need absolute silence. I need absolute dark. And I need absolute cool. Silence, for some reason, the birds are not sleeping these days.
No,
so it's just constantly on my roof. I need darkness, but unfortunately, it's the height of summer. Mm. So there is constant sun shining in. Even when it's 2 a.m.,
there's
no darkness.
There. Yeah, Callum.
Can I bring in my fun fact that I roll out every year?
Please.
It's officially not allowed to be called nighttime at the moment because
yes.
it's not dark enough to be night.
I love that
wow.
fact.
It just is dusk.
I love
it's
that
It's constant
fact.
Dusk.
Okay.
And also, I need coolness. Mm. Show me a place in this country right now that is cool.
Yeah, fair.
Mother of God, what are we set for today? 27 degrees.
Today is the hottest day, I think, in like the, like, I think the last time this record was broken in Ireland was like in the 80s or something crazy.
I heard on the news this morning that it's going to be a tropical evening with the temperatures not getting any lower than 21 degrees.
Yeah, tonight's going to be a mare.
That makes it sound like it's going to be class. Like,
I know.
It's going to be tropic. Oh, it's going to be unreal. No, we're all going to be miserable.
Oh, come on now, David.
27 degrees.
I'm normally with you, but this is the absolute paradise for people.
I'm here for sun. I'm here for long evenings. I am not here for 27
okay.
degrees. We're not Australia. Like, relax, everybody.
Just
we're
remember.
Not, we're not ready for it. Our houses retain heat. That's not what it's meant to do in this weather.
I know. But for lots of people, we haven't seen the sun like this in a year.
I think that's toxically positive.
You think I spread toxic
positivity?
I think
positivity. The whole country is doing this thing at the moment where they're like, well, we better not say anything because we don't get anywhere. No, that's ridiculous. 22 degrees, nice and sunny, until about 7 o'clock, have your dinner, go to bed.
Emma's a fan of global warming. Pass, yeah.
Oh, come on. I simply defended people enjoying
the
weather.
She always says she loves global warming.
She hates recycling.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is such an unfair start. Enjoy the weather today. It's going to be unreal. Here's Huntrix on Spin. Guys, of all the gigs, I didn't think I'd be feeling like this morning after such a late night from Lewis Capaldi. There I was thinking, oh, it'll be really sad and I'll probably be not in bed. I kind of said to myself the night before,
it'll be like a lullaby. It'll send you to sleep.
Yeah. I heard the fireworks go off the night before and I was like looking at the time, 20 past 10. Lovely. I'll be in bed now at 20 to 11 tomorrow, as in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, lads, I didn't even think about going up the stairs till 11:30 last night.
Really?
I had friends back at the house and everything.
It was
so much fun.
It's summer, Emma.
I know.
It is summer Emma at the moment.
It is. I've come out of my little shell. I'm like a butterfly at this time of year. But look, Lewis Capaldi was brilliant. The sing-along was amazing and the weather was class. C-Mat was on support. She's obviously a queen. It was excellent fun.
Was she good, yeah?
She was brilliant. Okay. Absolutely brilliant.
Did you go for her to be on stage?
I did, okay. Yeah. Made it down in time for C-Mat. And what I found amazing was, like, it must be awkward for artists because, like, obviously C-Mat sold out St. Anne's Park recently, sold out that massive venue in Cork only last weekend to her own gig. It must be hard to go back into a support role and look out going, these people aren't here for me, so let's just try and do the best we can in terms of getting them
on
side.
That is a humbling experience.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of an ego hit.
It is.
And I respect that.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
It's good for everyone.
It's good to have an ego
hit
every now and again.
Reminded what it's like to kind of be the artist that's not necessarily the main act or whatever.
But like even Lewis Capaldi, because I saw in the videos, he had a little bit of an ego hit. And he said, you know, I'm going to start this off right here, right now. Niall Horan is not here.
Yeah.
He was like, every time I play Dublin or Ireland, is Niall Horan coming on stage? Is he coming on stage? Is he coming on stage? And he's like, you paid for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a little bit of an ego hit.
It is.
I think as well.
It is.
So it's ego hits all around.
Two kind of bits of goss from the gigs last night. One, we'll talk about Lewis Capaldi, right? Electro Picnic have announced their lineup for 2026. And there's no Lewis Capaldi on the lineup, okay?
Which is fine. I heard about this stuff, isn't it?
Lewis Capaldi has a merch stand at the gigs in Marley Park the last couple of nights. I saw this myself yesterday. I had seen it online, but I wanted to just confirm it with my own eyes.
Mm.
T-shirts on sale from the gig. Lots of people obviously going up picking up merch so they can remember the night forever. All the rest, he's listing his UK and EU dates for the summer. And listed there at the end of August is Stradbally County Leash.
Really?
Electric Picnic. That he is due to perform at.
Wow.
Whoever designed those t-shirts is in trouble.
Yeah, that is a real kind of like, how did they not think about it?
Spoiler alert!
But also, can I just say?
Yeah.
Who doesn't have an EP ticket that is now going to buy one because Lewis Capaldi's on
the line? It makes no difference because Electric Picnic is fully and totally and completely sold out.
Well,
has been since last year.
You may
year.
As well just release.
It's more so just the idea of the surprise.
Okay.
Because they often have like afternoon main stage vacant times and you're like, who's going to do it? So last year, an hour before it happened, it was the Cranberries and Dermot Kennedy. Surprise, surprise.
Unreal.
Do you remember that? They did that big surprise. It was like 1 hour's time.
If you went to a Cranberries
time.
Gig and they had it on the back of their t-shirts,
exactly.
You'd be like, all right, okay.
Whereas it's kind of like, there's no stage time allocated for Lewis now across the weekend. So he's obviously one of the surprises and that has now been outed,
It is cool though at the same time. I'm also
no
like,
harm.
Is it like a way of releasing it?
Is it
releasing the news? Is it deliberate
it?
And been like,
yeah,
Because like,
that's very clever to realise that.
It is. And as well, those t-shirts haven't gone viral elsewhere when he's performed. So like, were they specific Ireland ones so that the Irish crowd would know? I don't know.
I'm not going to EP this year, but if I saw those t-shirts at a Lewis Capaldi gig, I wouldn't think twice. I would be just like, oh, he's playing EP. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be like, ah!
Whereas everyone was like, ah! Yeah. The other thing last night is she went off and did it again. CMAT. Do you remember at Christmas time, she had her gig at the Three Arena and then she busted it out to Donnybrook and jumped onto the toy show.
It's one of my favourite videos.
So adorable.
Of Irish culture was her leaving the Three Arena to get to Donnybrook. I loved it.
Class. Well, she did it again last night.
Brilliant.
She got off stage at Marley Park, ended up inside the Three Arena on stage with Robin. So cool. So again, everyone in Three Arena was like, do your scream again.
Ah!
There was just a lot of that yesterday. Do you know what I mean? From the t-shirts
That's good.
To the gig. Yeah.
We're in summer mode. We should have a little bit of
Every now and again, it's good for you. Bit of a shock to the system.
Now, it's Thursday, which means one thing and one thing only. It's the girly quiz later on after 8 o'clock. It's where Emma asks me three girly quiz questions, and I have to see how I do. If you've never heard it, I would recommend you listen into it. It's good fun. Well, what I usually do, just separate from that, just in general in life, is buy things off Temu.
Yes.
And Fiona gives out to me, but Fiona's on maternity leave, so I can do what I want while she's away, right? So I went and bought stuff on Temu. And what I decided to do was I test you on what I bought, because it's kind of a golf special.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm just going to hand you random things that I've just literally opened. They're all still in their packaging. And I want you to see if you can guess what they are.
Okay, Callum.
In times gone by, Dave has brought just like random stuff from Temu, like phone cases and phone holders and many things to do with his phone.
Don't worry, I still have, I got a new phone magnet.
Good, I'm
but
happy
this
for
one
you.
Is a fidget spinner.
Oh, a fidget spinner phone holder. Interesting.
This man.
It was like 15 quid on TikTok shop and 2 euro on Temu.
Well, saying. There you
He's
go.
He's keeping the disposable economy alive.
Okay.
David
I'm just going to start handing Emma things to see if she knows what they are.
Okay.
And I think this is going to be fun.
Dave is in his golfing era. Okay, he's handing me something that looks like a stick. This looks like a selfie stick.
Okay.
But at the top it has a hole to hold, I presume, a golf ball.
Mm.
So I'm trying to think why you would... Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's because you're an old man and sometimes you don't want to bend down to pick up your golf ball, so you extend the arm on this thing, I'd say, and you scoop up your golf ball.
That would be incredibly...
It's not!
It would be a lot of effort to do that. You're not completely wrong, though. It's basically for when you hit the golf ball into like a ditch or into a river,
so
and you have
scoop
to
it
scoop it out.
There you go.
It looks like
stick.
One of those dog toys that has the tennis ball at the end and then you throw it and then the ball goes really far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's number two.
Okay, this is a green appliance. It is interesting looking. Does it open out? Okay. Wow. Oh, it's a knife. It's got blades.
Oh.
There's something.
Is it a knife?
If you brought a weapon to work.
Kind of looks like a taser.
I can't open that one out, but
just
I
just press the little.
Oh, wow, that's scary. So it's like a meat thermometer. It's for when you're having your barbecue on the golf course,
right? Which is often.
Often, yeah. The golfers love that, I think, don't they?
This
they
is
always...
for when you hit the ball onto the green from quite a distance, and what the ball does is it makes a divot in the green, so you need to go out and fix the green. So you go onto the green and you put the two prongs into the grass and you lift it up. All around where the ball hit the green.
You're not serious. You have to do garden maintenance when you're golfing.
You have to maintain the course, lads.
Oh, for God's sake, the notions of that. I have to go and fix the grass after I put...
Just in case. I got two of them. I don't know why. This one, I thought this was... This is going to be very, very helpful. It's quite self-explanatory. What's this?
It is... What I brush my dog with. It's a brush and it's for... I know what this is because you're such a changed man. What happened to you?
What is it?
It's for cleaning the little dirt off your little shoes when you're golfing. Because you need to always have a lovely... And for polishing them up.
And the clubs. I have the cleanest clubs in golf. The cleanest clubs. Fantastic clubs.
You need to get out of here. What happened to you?
Okay,
and I hate that he has it on a little clip thing. He'll clip that onto his belt now, won't he, and rock
He's
around.
He's going to have like a Batman utility belt.
And lastly.
Okay, this is a little black thing. It's, oh, okay, it's more brushes. Brilliant. We've got more brushes now. With
it's the brushes again, but really small ones.
They're little baby brushes
but
now.
But look at the middle one.
And it's a very pointy thing in the middle. The pointy,
so the pointy one is so that you can get the grass out of the little rivets in the golf clubs.
Get out of here, honestly. Remember when you used to get fun stuff from Timu?
I know.
Like, oh my God, that's such a cool random thing.
Let's not forget the phone magnet that's also a fidget spinner.
I miss the fidget toys and the squishy mellows and the brain rot kind of things you used to buy.
Have you gotten any better at golf since?
No, not at all. But this stuff will make me excellent.
The next thing that Dave buys from Timu will...
What?
Will be a flippy phone holder. Yeah.
It is 7:43. You are listening to Fully Charged.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Excellent.
Arguably
claps.
One of our best clapping. Welcome on in to the greatest radio game of all time. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Who have we got on to play?
It's another David. Ooh. How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
Yeah, any plans for the day?
I'm a taxi driver.
Okay, so you're
I'm
busy.
In work right now.
You're in work right now.
Busy,
what time do you start, David?
About 30 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago, so you're just starting the shift now. Very nice. Nice time to do it, get it out of the way. I like the way you can pick your own hours as well.
Yeah, that'll be very nice. What time will you finish then, David?
The day's bloody hot today. I think maybe 2 o'clock.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Lovely.
So
this afternoon.
Have you been busy over the last few nights with all the different gigs on?
I don't work nights.
Good for you, sir.
Unreal.
Good.
This man wants to finish up at 2 o'clock and go to the cinema, and that's what this game is all about. That's what my philosophy is. So, David, let's see if we can get you to the cinema with some free cinema passes. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. This is a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say something different to what I've written down, you win passes to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something, David, like name any shop. You're going to hear three beeps. They sound like this. You answer on the third beep. If you say Tesco and I've Tesco written down, then you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down. Every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's 5 up for grabs. And if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. David, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Good luck, David.
Here we go, David, with
round one.
Name any food.
Plantain.
Plantain. That would be ridiculous if I wrote that down.
Hey, David.
I have written down pasta.
Perfect. David, that's one IMC Cinema Pass. Do you want to keep playing?
Yes.
Okay. All right, for 2 IMC Cinema Passes, this would be interesting to hear the answer to this. Question 2 is name any type of car.
A Tesla.
A Tesla.
Very good. Is that your taxi?
No.
No. Okay, good.
I wish, says David. And I have written down
I'm driving.
A Skoda.
Very good. Oh, all fantastic. Right, David, shall you go into round number 3 for 3 IMC Cinema Passes? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, please.
Doing absolutely no advertising for anyone here, just curious what people's answer will be. Round 3, name any Irish government party.
Sinn Féin.
Sinn Féin. For round 3, I asked you to name any Irish government party. You said Sinn Féin, and I have written down Sinn Féin.
No!
You get nothing!
I thought...
You lose!
After the plantain thing, that David was going to go with the complete opposite things.
Yeah.
So I thought he'd go, I don't know, like Fine Gael or whatever, you know what I mean? Something different. But no, Sinn Féin, I got you out. I'm kind of buzzing David a little bit, but it does mean that the game ends there. David, thank you so much for playing. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Get some sunshine when you wrap up this afternoon.
God bless you guys.
Good luck.
Mind yourself,
you.
David. Bye. Yeah. Talk to you later. All right.
It must just come in the name. Cool guys are called David.
It's true.
That's
it
simple.
True.
Hey, do you want the final 2 questions?
Yeah,
and don't
on.
Say the same thing. Question 4 was name any planet.
Any planet? Uranus.
Of course you went for that.
It's just
and
funny.
I have written down Oort.
Oort. Perfect.
And
grand.
Round 5. Would I get you out with this? Name a woman's name beginning with K.
Oh.
Katie.
And I have written down Katie.
No way!
You get nothing. You lose.
I got everyone out today.
Good day, sir.
Really? I'm back, baby.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona
on Spin.
When I wake up,
I feel good.
Turn on
Emma, Dave, and Fiona on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's get
hello. Good morning. Another cracker.
Woo! It is so nice to be in a new studio where I can look outside and see the sky.
I can't believe how dark it was in our old studio.
This is just
glorious. We used to just sit in a cave.
I'm looking at Stephen's Green Shopping Centre's big dome.
Isn't that so lovely to be able to see the sky? It's fab.
I have a great life.
It's not very blue though yet. Is it just kind of going to burn off maybe, whatever's going on out there?
It's not blue enough to be like, I think the sun's still coming up.
Okay, okay. I mentioned I was at Lewis Capaldi last night. It was a brilliant gig. My friend brought her little daughter. Our little daughter, I think Eve must be what, 10 now maybe, Shona's daughter?
Yeah, I don't know what age she is. I think she's doing her...
She's still in primary school
anyway.
Yeah,
she's finishing primary school, isn't she?
So anyway, my friend brought a little girl and there was a gang of us, me and two of the girls, Shona, her little daughter and Jack. And Eve at one point, she couldn't see a thing. And I said, do you want to get up my shoulders for a minute? You can chance it if you want. So she did.
That was nice, yeah.
And I lasted about two songs and I was like, no, I can't really do much more. But if you want to get back up in a few minutes, no problem.
That was nice, yeah.
Then Jack was there and I said, do you think you could take Eve on your shoulders for a second? He was like, yeah, of course. So Eve pops up on Jack's shoulders. Now, Jack loves a challenge. He would not give in. A few times I was like, do you want a break? It's okay to let her down.
This was the funniest thing in the world because I saw this on Instagram and I saw Evie getting up on Jack's shoulders.
Yeah.
And I knew, because I know Jack, I was like, I guarantee you he will not put her down.
No, he
even
will
if she's like,
on.
I want to get down, he'd be like, are you sure?
It's fine up there, pet. No, he held on for like the majority of the gig. You could see the sweat dripping down his back. He was under so much pressure. But he held on and she had a ball. Eve became like the star of the show.
Oh, brilliant.
Like all the people around were like, you know, worshipping her and like, go Eve or whatever. And then as the gig wrapped up, we all stayed put for 10 or 15 minutes because obviously there was a little kid with us and we just waited for the crowd to pass a little
good
bit.
Good idea.
But when she got back down, guys, I can't tell you, 7, 8, 9, 10 people, men came up to Jack being like, dad of the year, man.
Stop.
Dad of the year.
Dad of the
year. That was so cool, man. Dad of the year. And then they were like, get dad and mom in for a photo with the little girl. That was amazing what you just did.
Oh my God.
He was like, don't even have a kid and I'm getting called dad of the year. This is class.
Did you get a little bit broody then?
I was like,
he'd be a great dad.
I was like, well, we don't want to hang on too much longer because you don't want to be too old when there's a 10-year-old that wants to get on your shoulders.
That's true.
You know what I mean? In 10 years' time, we'll still be able to do it because you were struggling a bit there.
Oh, that's so funny.
But he was getting dad of the year comments from dads and all, and he wasn't even her dad, but yeah, it was very cute. It was very cute. Such a cute gig. If you were there last night, hope you enjoyed. And we gear up for this guy at the weekend. It's Calvin Harris on Spin. Got you on my mind.
Tricky. He's got to bring her out for that tune, though.
You'd imagine if she's there, it'd be a shame not to. Because actually, when Calvin played Longitude a few years ago, he'd obviously just had the big stage and DJed, but he needs to make a bit of space for Jazzy to come out and do her thing as well.
That's true. Hmm. Yeah, I remember that. I remember like watching him at Marley Park being like, you've just plugged in a USB. Like, what?
It was still really good, though.
It was.
I thought he was great. Okay, we're playing the Tricky 10 for €2,000. And up first this morning is Maria.
Maria. How often does that happen, Maria?
Not often, but I like it.
Okay, good. I did.
What about this other one? Maria, Maria, she reminds me of a West Side Story.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that one massively, but I remember the Justin Bieber one.
Which was?
Why you talking to me like that? Maria, why you wanna do me like that? That ain't my baby, that ain't my girl. Woo. It was basically Bieber released the song because a girl called Maria said that she had a child and it was his, and he was like, that's not true.
No way.
But I presume that's not you, Maria.
No, it was, yeah.
It was? Oh, amazing to talk to you. listen, what's the plan for you for the day?
I'm on my way to work this morning.
What do you do?
I'm a student physio.
Good for you.
Physio. My mother is a physio.
My brother is a physio.
What kind of... There are different types of physios, right?
Yes.
What type of physio are you?
I'm currently doing a respiratory placement.
That's cool,
that sounds
man.
Important.
It sounds like something to do with breathing, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Very cool. Are you going to teach us some breathing exercises before the Tricky 10 just to calm us all down?
Yeah, just some deep breathing is good.
Okay, in through the nose, I presume. Is there an amount of seconds we should hold for?
Three
seconds in.
Don't sound very sure.
Yeah.
She'll unplace. She'll learn by the end of it.
Maria, welcome on in to the tricky 10.
Okay, here we go. 55 seconds about to go on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. If correct, that won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, and if you don't know, you might as well give it a guess because you know it's going to be something between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, we'll send you off to Pitbull in Murray Park in July if you get all 10 questions correct. And I know that's what everybody's here for. You win €2,000 on the spot this morning, all right? Now, the score to beat in terms of the end of week prize, that is Siobhan. She scored 7 in 55 seconds. But we know you can do better. You got this.
Maria, yeah. Where are you from?
Sandyford.
Maria in Sandyford, the very best look. Deep breath in, which you do perfectly. And we'll play the tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Ryan Tedder is in a band called What Republic?
One.
The script sang about how many degrees of separation?
Six.
How many seasons did the UK office run for?
10.
What number is half of 16?
8.
Brazil scored how many goals past Scotland overnight in the World Cup?
2.
Shrek 2 was released in the year 2000 and what?
3.
Complete the name of the Ariana Grande song, What Rings?
7.
Catherine Connolly is what number president of Ireland?
5.
How many members were in Fifth Harmony when they were formed?
4.
How many letters are in the word ibuprofen? Ibuprofen.
9.
Stop the clock. Maria, that was very quick. We did that in 42.59 seconds.
Wow, that's very speedy.
That's insane. Really, really good. Maria, how do you think you did? What would you be happy with?
Oh, God. I'd say a lot of them were wrong.
I blocked the answers just in case I give anyone an answer, so I have no idea how she got on.
Okay, let's talk them up and we will find out.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
50% this morning,
only
Maria.
Five.
But so fast.
Very fast. Maria, well done on the speed. Unfortunately, there were some wrong in there. Emma, what have we got?
Yeah, so the UK office, you said it ran for 10 seasons. It actually only ran for 2. It was in and out, that one, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Does the US one have like much more seasons?
9 seasons.
In the US one. Okay. Brazil, they scored 3 goals past Scotland overnight. Devastation for Scottish fans this morning rather than 2. Shrek 2 was released in 2004. Catherine Connolly is the 10th president of Ireland. That question's come up in this a couple of times before, so it's a good one if you're a tricky 10 stand to keep note of in case it comes up again. And then because you said 5 for that, I think I caught you for the next one, which I think you would have given 5. Fifth Harmony, they were with 5 members when they first formed rather than 4. That's the ones that caught you this morning.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
How do you feel, Maria? Are you sad? Are you happy with how you did? I mean, it's also a lot of pressure.
Yes. It's all right.
Okay.
Maybe
I know.
Next time
altogether. Exactly. And you know, I keep thinking about that other song we forgot to mention at the start. Marie is a very popular name in music. The most famous one. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Oh my God, there's a lot of Maria songs.
Yeah, you're the most popular for sure. Maria, you're the most popular muse.
I can't wait till the next time we talk to you. You will be a fully qualified physio.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic day.
Mind yourself.
Thank you too.
See ya.
I was just Googling there because we were talking about the Brazil and Scotland game. Shockingly, well, maybe not shockingly, I don't know. So there's about 15 to 18,000 Scots in Ireland.
Yeah.
It's basically impossible to count because they're in the EU. But that's the rough estimate. And then Brazilians, it's 58 to 80,000.
Oh, so the Brazilian fans are happy this morning.
Because I was like, there's definitely more, I definitely hear more Brazilian, like, well, Portuguese accents than I do, or Brazilian accents speaking Portuguese than I hear Scottish accents in Ireland. And then Callum was just like the amount of Brazilian flags in his apartment building. Which is
pretty
cool.
So there's huge excitement. Congratulations.
At least
to
someone
Brazil.
In the country is doing well in the World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, 3 more opportunities to play the Tricky 10 this week after 9 this morning and then tomorrow after 8 and after 9. Do you want to play? There's €2,000 on the line. You could win those Pitbull tickets as well if you top the leaderboard. Message us the word tricky to get on to play. Our number on WhatsApp is 087 711 1038. Right now, Harry Styles. This is Spin. Summer's number one hit music station. You are listening to Spin. What's going on?
Good morning. Okay, how are we? What's going on? Now, obviously, I want to talk about it still. The fact I was on holiday.
Yes, of course.
I'm sorry. I know it was ages ago. It feels like I've non-stop talked about it. But there are some things that I noticed while on holidays that I was like, well, I have to talk about this, even if it's days after.
That's quite all right.
And the thing I want to talk about is Callum's people, the Brits. Because they do certain things on holidays that I honestly, I'm like, why do they do these things? I said to my dad the other day when I came home for holidays, I was like, there is such a difference. As much as people, it's so underrated, the difference between the Irish and the Brits. Yeah. I think it's huge
and
difference.
Especially because, like, you know, from a culture point of view.
But no one would think so.
Like, if you go travelling around the world and you say, oh, I'm from Ireland, mm-hmm. they automatically, in their minds, put you in the same box yeah. as, like, the English. Do you know what I mean?
But they also just go, that, like, oh, they hear the English language and they go, oh, you're English. And you're like, no, how would you think I'm English? No. I don't talk like that.
But it's kind of like if someone's from Spain or Portugal, they assume that yes. there's some, like, that you're more or less the same thing. And it's like, that's no, fair. There's actually quite a distinct difference between the cultures.
Callum's yeah. sweating over here going, what is he about to say about my people? Well, here's some things I've noticed that Brits love while on holidays. Talking to others.
Okay.
This is the most British thing in the world.
As in just communicating with other people.
Just talking to other people.
Okay.
What is with that?
I feel like a lot of Irish people would be a bit chatty as well, no?
Are you mad? We go and we spot someone, we go, are you Irish? Oh, very good. Where are you from? Oh, very nice. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, when, have a great holiday.
When my mum comes over here, the flight is 45 minutes from my airport, East Midlands in the UK, to Dublin. And she will consistently tell me that she's spoken to someone on the flight. And she
when
will
is the last time you spoke to anyone on a flight?
No, I just apologise when I need
I
to be.
I would never.
She will start up the conversation and she will get chatting. And normally it's like, do you know Spin in Ireland? Yeah. My son works there. And it's very cute.
Oh my God, yous are obsessed with talking to you there. I'm there trying to lounge by the pool and there's three sets of British men in the pool chatting about where they're from and their football team and, you know, the,
yeah,
where to go on holidays.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation.
It's constant
chat. I noticed
chat.
That in Thailand.
Really?
In the pool. Yeah, that there was British people in the pool and they just couldn't stop talking. But like, you'd be in the pool for hours, you know, with their kids yeah. and stuff, and they just didn't stop.
Wouldn't be for me now.
It wouldn't be for me, but you're more Irish than you are English, in fairness. I want to move on to this, because this you need to explain this, Callum. They are obsessed, absolutely obsessed with the floaties in the pool.
The official English
the
spokesperson.
The big bananas.
Yeah, no, that would be me.
What's
why?
With that?
So, okay, Callum,
if,
you
as
you
an
go,
Irish
whoa.
Person, you're told, don't you dare buy a floatie because you might put someone out. So you don't get a floaty. The entire pool is filled with people lounging on couches that yeah. blow up couches.
They're notorious for
and
them.
And crocodiles
giant
and ice cream.
Pizza slices.
Callum,
what's
when you go on holiday, do you go and look for them and blow them up?
I
They're
haven't
everywhere.
In a while, but I do get jealous when I do see people with them.
It's nuts. Oh. I had my own pool in my own room and I didn't get one because I was like, no, just in case I put Pippa out.
I'd be so embarrassed
I'd
at
be
the thought
so,
of banging off
the
someone.
The thought of blowing one of them up is the biggest ick in the entire world.
And also,
world.
Like, just how obnoxious does someone think you are if you get into the pool with yeah. one of them? It's like, this is my pool.
Here's another thing I've noticed about them. They refused, utmost refusal, to wear sun cream. They are all burnt.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
are all bald.
That.
Yeah, I actually made that observation to Jack before when I met him, because Jack is English too, and I had some questions about the English, and I said, a lot of your men are bald. Do you know what I mean?
I can't speak on the baldness, but I can speak on the sun cream. I'm a terror for
it's
not
mad.
Putting on sun cream.
Callum, I think it's
that's
just a
terrifying.
Thing.
I know.
It's
so bad. That's really
slip,
bad.
Slip, slap, slop.
Yes,
people
there you go.
Are not scared enough of skin cancer. So, we need to be wearing our sun cream.
Not only do they have to blow up floaties in the pool, yeah. right? But no matter what, I was in this resort where there was a lot of couples, yeah. right? Every single lad who was in that couple was English, had one thing. What was that thing?
Tattoos.
Tattoos.
A football.
Oh, they all brought a football.
They all
That's
bought
weird.
Footballs. Tiny little footballs or the big ones, the normal ones, the blow-up ones, everything. They had to have a ball.
What?
I was like, would you? If I brought a ball, people would be like, you're
so
disgusting.
Naff.
I just think it's
That's
just
weird.
Mad. Jerseys when going out for dinner. They love a jersey when going out for dinner.
My friend back home, Tom, he has 68 football jerseys and he will take them on holiday. Not obviously all 68, but especially ones like Nottingham Forest yeah. ones to show where he's from.
Very good. And then the last thing, which I think is quite an American thing, but in fairness, they are quite similar, the Brits and the Yanks. Watching TikToks, taking calls, anything like that by
and
the pool
loud.
Without AirPods.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, that's get in the bin.
It's just, no, it's no. mad
headphones,
to me.
Headphones, headphones.
It's mad to me that you've managed to take over the entire world because, and honestly, it's just bizarre. You're bizarre people.
For the entire population of England, I wholeheartedly apologise for everything on that list.
Okay, is there anything you think you'd be doing differently if you never moved to Ireland, Callum?
I don't think
Do you
so.
Think
like
we've humbled you a little bit.
Not particularly, but I'm not one of those lads that would yeah. ever go bald and walk around with a football
that
or whatever.
Would ever go bald.
I really hope
not.
It's a choice.
That's my biggest fear in life, going
yeah,
bald.
No,
I don't know
scary.
Why.
A lot of people can rock it, but I don't think I could.
I think I'd have an egghead.
Well, I think for lots of people, it's real normalized now to get the transplant, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
For lads,
off to Turkey.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we all learned something today. I live with one, you work with one. God. I have to say, thankfully,
and that's enough.
Jack has never ever thought to bring a floaty into the pool.
Really?
Yeah, he's
just
never.
You wait,
it'll happen.
He's going to implant it in his mind.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup and hair and tears. How will Dave do?
Great. Nope.
Come on, ladies.
Let's get quizzy.
Welcome on into the girly quiz. For the first time in a month, Dave is here to play, which is mad to think. You missed three Thursdays, didn't you? The good news is for Dave. Bad news is for us, ladies. He has drawn. So, like, so far, we are in the middle of the year. It's the 25th of June, 2026, and we can now reveal that Dave has won the girly quiz 8 times, and he has lost the girly quiz 8 times so far this year. So today we'll be telling to see which direction he's going in for the remainder of the year.
I'm excited to find out.
He's got 3 questions to get through to win the week. He must obviously get them all correct, but he does have 2 lifelines to help him on his way. One, is his phone a female? And it's Laura this morning. Hello, Laura.
Morning, Laura. How are you? Laura's not there. She hung up.
She is there. Hello, Laura.
Morning, Laura. How are you?
Hi,
okay, Laura, where do your expertise lie when it comes to girly things? Is it beauty, health, body parts, anything else?
To be honest with you, I don't really have any expertise on that.
Okay,
like that.
Fantastic.
So
you did.
Probably not the best, but look.
Oh, come on.
You're a girl.
You live your life as a lady, so you know stuff.
Yeah. I'd say that's a Jackie of all trades on the phone right there, is
no,
Laura.
No, honestly, not really. Okay. Oh, look, we'll give it a go.
Why did you sign up for this? Why did you go,
she wants the Just Eat voucher.
Yeah, fair enough.
The one thing to mention to you listening is that this is the girly quiz, and the nature of it is sometimes we can get into uncharted waters when it comes to comments and things we discuss. The questions this morning, they're safe enough, but you just never know. The kids are still in school, some of them, and the big wrap-up of primary school is tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Just bear in mind, if there's kids in the car, keep your hand on the dial as we crack into this week's girly quiz. Dave, question number one. What beauty product was originally invented in the 1910s using petroleum jelly and coal dust?
Coal dust?
Yes, coal dust.
Petroleum jelly.
And coal dust.
And coal dust.
This was back in the 1910s, and it was the beginning of a now very popular beauty product.
I know the answer to this. I've just realized what it is. I was made going, it's hardly tan, but it could be mascara because of the coal dust and the in order to stick. It's 100% mascara. I'm like so sure.
Is that your final
answer? It's my final answer. It makes the most sense. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Come on.
Okay, I was like, that could have went either way.
That's a really, 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 really good question, though. I'm really obsessed with that question.
You know what that did?
Because I got it right.
That directly led to the creation of Maybelline. Giant global brand.
That is so clever.
Started by women back in the day mixing.
What were women doing in the mines?
Saying, hey.
That's a blue job.
When the boys were down in the mines, like, will you bring me back a bit of coal?
Yeah, bring me back a bit of gold.
For me eyes. Okay, question number two. Well done, Dave. One for one so far.
Ooh.
Dave, which part of the body would fat be taken from?
Oh, no.
During a buccal fat removal procedure? Callum, help.
A buccal.
Like a boy in Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is buccal fat?
B-U-C-C-A-L.
Buccal. Do the whole thing again.
So, which part of the body would fat be taken from during a buccal fat removal process or procedure?
I wrote this question.
Okay, did you? Yeah. You wrote this.
Yeah. I'm getting one done.
I would imagine. No, it's fair because Emma writes all your tricky 10 questions.
We share these days.
I would imagine it's from the stomach and maybe put in your bum.
Because of buccal.
Not for any reason, just more because.
Here's a question. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not know until yesterday. So you don't know what the word buccal means either?
No.
Neither do I.
Buckle.
Okay.
I'm thinking buccal, like a belt. So maybe around your waist.
Do I spell it for you? It's B-U-C-C-A-L.
Yeah. I'm going to call in Laura and see if she has any inkling at all. Because read the question to Laura again. Morning, Laura. How are you? Emma's going to read the question because I don't really know what it is.
Okay. So which part of the body would fat be taken from during a buccal fat removal procedure, Laura? Any ideas?
What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, I think it's from your eyes. And I only think in this because I looked into it because I think I might want it. I think it's from your eyelids, not your actual eyeball, your eyelids.
Sorry, you have fat in your eyelids? Not like you as a person specifically, but I just mean in general.
Yeah, like no, but I think it's not necessarily fat, but it's like skin like that. Like lift your skin up. Like I think it's your eyes. I think it's your eyes, not your eyeball, your eyelids.
Okay. Do you know what? It's the most bizarre answer you could have given. So, and because of that, I believe you.
Okay.
I'm
nearly sure that's what it is.
I would have said the stomach, but let's go for the crack with Laura and go for eyelids. Final answer.
You said final answer. Okay, this was the girly quiz where you could have taken the lead for the year or be at a loss for the year at 8-8 at the end of June.
Way to spoil it for me.
I can reveal that you, sir, are incorrect.
Shocking.
I'm afraid.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's
this
okay,
is because
Laura.
Dublin. This is because Laura works for Dublin City Council and we're always slagging them on the show. And she decided to come on here and get it wrong just to
you
spite
sabotaged,
me.
Did you?
Your oh eyelids. God, I was so stupid. Sorry. More fool me for going with you, Laura, to be honest. Your eyelids, for feck's sake. Why did I go with that?
Leave your
please one though for your eyelids. There definitely is.
So basically, what it is, the buccal is the cheek.
Oh, okay. We both would have got it wrong.
I wouldn't have known that. The buccal fat pads are these naturally occurring pockets of fat located deep in the lower cheeks.
The buccal fat pads sounds like a football team in Rahini.
The right area, anyway. Like,
yeah, you were close enough. Close enough. So basically, what they do is they don't actually take fat and put fat anywhere. They just take fat from the cheeks. Anyway, ladies, leave
inside
your lovely
the cheeks or like
I don't
okay
know. It doesn't sound very nice. Leave your lovely faces.
How
alone
did you find out about this, Callum?
There's a Maisie Peters song on a new album where she sings about her buccal fat.
You're joking. Yeah.
I asked my girlfriend Linda if she knew what it was first, so then I could present to Emma with the question and she knew what it was.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, leave your lovely faces alone. Laura, well done. A €50 Just Eat voucher or whatever it is, I'm not sure. A Just Eat voucher is yours regardless of
leave
what
leave your lovely
there
faces alone, she says. What did she say? Yes, I can't speak properly because I got a lip flip. Give some dose.
I am a bit of a hypocrite. I say leave your lovely faces alone and I'm
she's
recently
got the Botox and the lip flip.
Yeah, my face is frozen at the moment and I keep making mistakes in the show because I recently got a lip flip. But leave your lovely faces alone, girls.
More emotion than a Buzz Lightyear. I can't believe we're only on question two.
See you, Laura.
It's been a roller coaster.
Bye, bye,
good
bye
luck.
More, what did she say? More emotion in a
more
Buzz
emotion
light
in a Buzz Lightyear.
Leave your lovely faces alone, girls. Don't get caught like I do by influence. Although you wouldn't know if I'm throwing you a dirty look now or if I'm crying
if
or
you're
what
happy.
And the lip flip makes saying SH is very difficult at the moment. We move into question number three. Dave.
You can say what you want here, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
After which phase of the menstrual cycle is the morning after pill generally no longer effective in preventing pregnancy?
I don't know any parts of the cycle. I only know luteal phase.
Oh, okay. This was incredibly scary to me when I learned this recently.
Yeah?
I was like, how have I gotten to 33 years of age and only discovered that for a large majority of the month, the morning after pill simply doesn't really work.
Okay, interesting.
Like,
I didn't know that.
What? What do you mean?
Okay, give me the question one more time.
So, after which phase of the menstrual cycle does the morning pill generally is it no longer really effective?
Okay.
I think the pharmacist would even say to you there's probably not much point in taking this.
I'm going to simplify it just for the crack. I may as well get 2 out of 3. Even though it'll be completely 50-50.
Into simplify mode, after which phase of the menstrual cycle is the morning after pill generally no longer effective in preventing pregnancy? This was news to me recently. Quite shocking. Is it A, ovulation, or is it B, the follicular phase?
I don't think you would have written follicular phase because you can't say it.
It's really tough with the lip flip.
So I'm going to go with follicular.
You're going to go with follicular? Okay.
That's,
I need to
why
hear
did you
words
do that? Why did you? No, because I'm obviously wrong because you just went, you're going to go with follicular.
I was just asking you what you're locking in, sir.
Right, well, we're going with the other one then.
Which is?
You gave it away again. I don't know. What was A?
Ovulation.
Ovulation.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Yeah, that's correct, but unfortunately you've lost the lead. Okay.
I still deserve a ding.
Okay. Here you go, sir.
Thank you.
Nice one. Well done. Yeah, ladies, this is shocking to me. Isn't that crazy?
So after...
Once you've ovulated...
Ovulation.
The morning after pill just, like, doesn't work.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts. But, like, that's quite a big part of the cycle.
I won't go into big detail, but, like, I was like, so I can't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like... 33 and no one knew.
Is it just so lucky that you haven't been like gone to the chemist and say if you got one and for them to be like, yeah, you're in this phase, you shouldn't, there's no point in taking it. Yeah, because, I've never even heard of that.
So basically, when you go in to get the morning after pill, obviously they take you to the room of shame.
Yes.
And you sit down the back and you have to fill out a form and you're like, everyone knows we're walking to the room of shame, like, and you fill out the form and all that and grand. And the room of shame has improved over the years. It's less judgy.
That's good.
They ask you all these questions, including like, what was the first day of your period this month and all that.
Yeah.
And like, lots of women have to use emergency contraceptive the years. And I never knew that once you hit ovulation, because obviously what the morning after is doing is it's trying to stop it all from happening.
Yes.
But then it's too late and it's already, you can't, you're trying to, anyway, mad stuff.
I'm still no clearer, even though you gave me the answer.
Here's two takeaways from today. Leave your lovely faces alone and practice safe sex.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think that's
If you want emotion between Emma and Buzz Lightyear, go for Buzz Lightyear.
The fear rounding off this morning's naughty threesome. Friend of mine went to see her in Manchester last week, said it was amazing.
Say it properly. It's the fear.
The fair.
The fair.
She plays the Three Arena here on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. I would love to be there.
That'd be good. I remember the music video for that, The Fear, where she's dancing around with a load of presents.
I wonder what the concept was.
Do you remember that?
I don't know. And you know me, I love a music video. I must have missed that one. I'll add it to my
list. Have I seen a music video that you haven't seen?
I think so.
This is groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. This is huge.
The Naughty Threesome returns to Spin at 3 o'clock this afternoon with Steve Kay, and tomorrow, Friday in the Mix with Marty from 9.
I will say though, every time I see David Harbour now, I get really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like on anything, like if it's in Stranger Things. I watched a movie the other day, Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson. He's in that and I was just like,
his reputation is in the toilet. That was one of the most revealing albums history. Yeah. Tricky. Okay, here we go. We're playing the Tricky 10. Megan's on to play. Second time around we're playing this morning for €2,000. You're in work already, Meg, are you?
Yeah, I'm in work now.
What do you do?
I'm working pharmacy.
You work in a pharmacy. And do you have anyone helping you out in the pharmacy?
My colleague is beside me.
We were only talking on the girly quiz about the morning after pill. Do you have a nice room of shame in your pharmacy?
No, I'm actually in the hospital, so we don't deal with that.
Oh, okay,
very good,
very
Megan. Very good. And how do you do on the Tricky 10 when you listen in the mornings?
It's different when you're not playing yourself, isn't
That's
it?
Fair. It is, I'd imagine, quite difficult when there's a bit of pressure on you. What's the highest score you've ever gotten when just playing while listening?
Probably 5.
5, okay. Very good. Well, let's see if you can top the leaderboard today and get those Pitbull tickets.
Can I ask, do you have 1 to 10 written down in front of you? Are you going to cross off as you go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good shout, Megan.
Nice gameplay.
I like that. All right, well, Megan, welcome to the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see Pitbull in Marley Park in July, and if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Siobhan Kearney on top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 55 seconds. I believe in you, Megan. I think you can do it. Where are you from, by the way?
Drimna.
Megan in Drimna. Best of luck. Emma's going to ask your questions. Here we go.
What's the name of your colleague beside you?
Darren.
Okay, Darren and Megan, the dream team. Let's do this. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many years is an Irish adult passport valid for?
10.
Listen to this closely. What is half of half a dozen?
3.
On the Chase UK, how many chasers are there on the show?
5.
How many letters are there in the word ecologist?
9.
Messi has scored how many goals so far in this year's World Cup?
4.
Lewis Capaldi and Lando Norris, they compete in Formula what?
1.
What number do you get if you remove the letter W from the word weight? Weight removed.
8.
How many players are there on the course during a doubles tennis match?
4.
A tandem bike is made for how many people?
2.
And complete the name of this Brad Pitt film. And we are out of time.
Ah, that's a shame. All right, Megan, how do you think you did?
Oh, I have no idea.
Just before we get to your score, and I'll grab the audio for you so we can listen back to it in a minute. I don't think anyone else picked up, but you did get this question correct. Emma said Lewis Capaldi and Lando Norris compete in Formula What?
I did not notice that.
So Megan got that question correct. It's Formula One.
Oh my God.
Did you notice that she said Lewis Capaldi, Megan?
No.
Oh my God. I've Lewis Capaldi on the brain.
It's obviously, it was written down on the sheet as Lewis Hamilton.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I'll get the audio for you in a sec.
That's so funny.
But let's find out your score.
Sorry.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Megan, a score of 7. Now, unfortunately, it was in 55 seconds, so you don't top the leaderboard. However, you top your own leaderboard because you said to us that the best you ever got was a 5. You just come on and absolutely smashed it and got a 7. That's unreal, Megan.
And even when I messed up your question.
Yeah, that was really good. How do you feel? I hope you feel better about yourself now, do you?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And what about Darren? Was Darren helping you at all, or did he have to keep quiet?
Yeah, he was marking the numbers.
Very good. Very clever. I love that.
Good teamwork.
All right, well, Megan, congratulations on just being brilliant for yourself. I know you were nervous. Let's go through some of the questions that you got wrong. On the Chase UK, how many chases are there on the show? You said 5. The answer was 6. You have the Beast, the Dark Destroyer, the Governess, the Cinnamon, the Vixen, and the Menace. Messi has scored 5 goals in this year's World Cup so far, not 4. And the rest you got right. And just the last question was question 10. You didn't get to it. So that's pretty good.
You were really close with those answers. Like what Dave said, 4, but the answer was 5. And then 5, and the answer was 6. So
well done, Megan.
Really close. Well done.
Mind yourself.
Thanks so much.
See you later.
Well done, Megan. Good luck. Have a great day.
Okay, bye. I can't believe I did that.
Can
oh my God.
VAR
yes, VAR. Here's the clip.
Imagine
Luke Valdi and Lando Norris
no way.
To compete in Formula What?
Imagine it was just in Callum's head.
I have to say, because when I started saying it, I was like, did I just imagine that? But then while we were playing, Jamie also messaged and said, did Emma say Lewis Capaldi? But then Larry messaged saying, no, she said Hamilton.
Oh, no. Larry always has your back.
Once more for clarity.
Lewis Capaldi and Lando Norris, they compete in Formula What?
How did I not notice that?
I know. I went to see him last night. He's on the brain. Full-time singer, part-time Formula One driver, of course. Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, that's so
sorry about that. Imagine if she got the question wrong.
Oh, yeah, what would even happen? I wouldn't even know what to do in that situation.
I can't even dream about what would happen. It would have caused drama.
We have 2 more chances for you to take on the Tricky 10 and top that leaderboard. Do you want to play Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038? Come on and get 10 questions correct. Win yourself €2,000. Top the leaderboard, win some Pitbull tickets.
Tricky in a WhatsApp. Message us now to get on tomorrow on 087-711-1038. Stella Lefty now. This is Boston on Spin. Lewis Capaldi, the Formula One driver. There's a story doing the roundabout. Our pal Joel Curry. Do you remember the time I went to Ibiza and I met him? That was
yes,
fun.
Emma.
Yes, Emma. It was years ago. It's not like I go on about it too much.
Every time we mention
Joel Curry. Come on.
Do you remember I had drinks with him in Ibiza? Go on.
Exactly the way I speak.
Yeah.
He is in talks for a big collaboration at the moment with Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo.
That's pretty cool.
That's huge.
It's good for Joel. He doesn't do many collaborations, our Joel.
It's kind of his whole thing, but certainly in terms of collaborator, this would be the biggest yet.
That's so cool. Fair play to him.
She first noticed him because, you know, her hit, Get Right. We can get right.
Okay.
From 2005. He did a remix of that last year, and she noticed him based on that and followed up saying that he remixed then Save Me Tonight in March. But they're in regular contact and exploring the possibility of a big collab. It just got me thinking, like, there's very few artists this guy has not collaborated with.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I'd like to play a little game with you called Has Joel Curry collaborated with this artist or
obsessed
not on the show.
With this.
Few of them obviously will be pretty obvious because you will remember off the top of your head, but let's start with Mr. MNEK. Have they collaborated or not?
Joel Curry, MNEK, Head and Heart.
The song that made Joel Curry a household name, you are of course correct.
I'm buzzing with that. I'm so buzzing that I even got the name of the song.
Has Joel Curry ever collaborated with Ray?
Joel Curry and Ray. Bed. Come on!
2 for 2. Has Joel Curry ever collaborated with David Guetta?
Joel Curry, David Guetta. No. He has not. That's Bed again! Is it with David Guetta?
Yes, oh,
for God's sake! That's a trick question. That's not fair.
Has Joel Curry ever collaborated with former Little Mixer Jade?
Joel and Jade. No, I would have heard of that.
Sorry. Yes, you're right. Sorry, my bad.
Thank God.
Well done. Has Joel Corry ever collaborated with Becky Hill?
I'd say probably. He's probably collaborated more times with Becky Hill than he's seen his mother.
So fair. They have a song together called History. That's one to know.
Surely there's loads more, is there?
Oh, there's got to be loads more. Yeah, there is. But that's the one that popped up for me morning as their most popular. Lewis Capaldi?
Joel Corry, Lewis Capaldi, no.
I love the way you're saying it because you're like being on the radio.
See,
yeah.
I used to do a show on my own where I just played music on a radio station. So I'm used to introducing like Joel Corry and Ray and Joel Corry and M&EK.
You're perfectly qualified for this game. What about Joel Corry and Tom Grennan?
Joel Corry, Tom Grennan. Better? No? Yeah, I'm going to say yeah, they did.
They collaborated on a song called Lionheart.
Oh.
A Lionheart. That is a tune. Well done, well done, well done. You get the point regardless of the song title. Charlie XCX.
Joel Corry and Charlie XCX.
Big name for Joel.
I'd say it was a couple of years ago, but yeah, I'd say they have.
Any guesses at a song?
No.
It's this.
Just watch me dance.
Yes! That's their collaboration out, out. What
about... Oh my God, I'm so good at this game.
What about Joel Corry and Sam Smith?
Joel Corry and Sam Smith. Oh, that's a great question. I'm gonna say no, they haven't.
And you again, sir, would be correct.
Yes.
Well done.
But they should.
Just to go through some of the other collaborations that Joel Corry has been involved in. You mentioned, sorry, Tom Grennan. Rita Ora and MK, they have a song together called Drinking. Sweeties on that Charlie X song, Out, Out as well. Mabel on I Wish. Nathan Daw, obviously, on Devotion and 0800 Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the song with Katy Beza?
Oh, my God, yes.
Dance Around It. He even did something and worked with Elton John. The likes of Bryson Tiller, Jax Jones, Jason Derulo, and all of a sudden it looks like we will be getting a collaboration with J-Lo.
Do you know
the
what
man
I have
is
to
unstoppable.
Say, I have such time for Joel Corry.
He's a pleasure.
Because he has such time for us. Like,
he's so
he
nice.
Has no need to do an interview every 6 weeks on this show, but he does.
He's a really, really
he's
lovely
great.
Guy.
He's
isn't
a really, really
he?
Sound yeah. fella.
And now we want to send you to Tomorrowland. This is a massive prize this week. All the thanks to Coca-Cola. They've launched a new 500 milliliter super can, and we're celebrating. The prize will be won tomorrow by someone.
Ooh.
Isn't that just unbelievable?
It's so cool.
I think if I won that on Spin, I'd be just as happy as if I won the cash machine.
Thank you to Tomorrowland for choosing our show to bring Tomorrowland to the people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The way this has worked this week, we'll explain the game in a sec, but this is Preston's third morning on with us. He's trying to hold on to his title as champ and take the big win tomorrow.
I'm with Preston. He's gonna do it.
Sarah is on to take him on this morning, but we'll talk to you, Preston, first. How are you feeling? Day three.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Preston, I know I asked you this yesterday. Have you been thinking of the last 24 hours of a specific number that you were going to go with?
I have a strategy for today.
Okay. Do you?
And here's my other question for you. Because you've been on twice, I'd like to give you something in some way. So what I'd like you to do is decide, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, you'll go first. I like it. Sarah, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Any crack with you?
No, not really.
Are you off to work or what's the story? Oh, you're driving home. What were you doing?
I'm working from home. I was with my boyfriend last night.
Very good, very good. And what's work, Sarah?
I work in Crow Park.
Very cool.
Ooh, that's fancy.
There was no gigs on recently, was there?
No, I was actually at Lewis Capaldi last night.
Savage.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, he was unreal.
Wasn't he so good? And did you get there for CMAT as well?
Of course, he was amazing.
It was great.
So Sarah, you like a bit of Lewis Capaldi, but also Tomorrowland. I'm intrigued as to your vibe. All right, well, Preston and Sarah, the best of luck. Basically, we have 10 Coke cans in studio, and you're going to take it in turns to open a can. Only one of the cans is a winning can. Today's winner will come back tomorrow to defend their crown, and if you win the game on Friday, you have won that trip to Tomorrowland. But if you lose today, you won't leave empty-handed, you'll win that tray of Coca-Cola. So, Preston, you decided you'd want to go first. The best of luck. Please pick a number between 1 and 10.
Number four.
Oh, it wasn't, Preston. I hope you have a second guess. Here we go, Sarah. Well, over to you.
Number eight.
Nothing there. Okay, Preston, have another guess.
Number six.
I thought that was it.
Oh
my God.
Why did I think that was it?
I don't know. Right. Okay, Sarah, back over to you.
Number nine.
No, wow. Not there. Preston, come on. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 10.
Three.
Oh my God, this is coming down to the wire. I'm getting so stressed. Sarah.
Number 10.
Number 10.
10.
I swear we're not doing this on purpose. I swear this is all randomised. I swear to God.
On my life, there's 4 left. 1, 2, 5, or 7, Preston?
5.
Oh, good Lord above us all. Oh my Sarah. Gosh.
Come on, Sarah.
Okay, 7.
Oh.
Never 7. All right.
Oh, it's my 50-50. God.
We're down to 2. We have 1 and 2. So no matter what, Preston, we'll figure out who's won today after you guess.
I'm sweating that.
So 1
sweat.
Or 2?
Lucky number 1.
Lucky come number on. 1. Come on.
1.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God. No, let's just sit for a second and hope for Preston's sake that there's been a huge error. Mistake and there's no Coke can. Sarah, we need to hear that number.
I'm going to say 2.
2.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, Sarah, congratulations. Stay there for 2 seconds. Preston, we are so, so sorry. But in fairness, it would have been way worse if you came on tomorrow and lost it then.
Preston. People say, oh, do you like your job? And there's days like this where I say there's elements of it I really don't like, and this is one of them. I am so sorry, Preston.
Hey, it's all right. Thanks
Preston,
so much
congratulations. You're not going away empty-handed. You have won a tray of Coca-Cola. Have a fantastic day.
Mind yourself, sir. Thank you for being such a good sport this week.
Good luck, man.
Bye-bye. Sarah, big day tomorrow for you. You'll be finding out in the morning if you're off to Tomorrowland.
Unreal.
Oh, my God.
How cool would that be? Who would you bring, Sarah, if you do get to go?
I'd have to bring my boyfriend. He loves Martin Garrix.
You would. Oh, he would. Martin Garrix, unbelievable, I'd say, to see live.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, congratulations. We will chat to you tomorrow when you have to guess some more Coke cans. Have a great day.
Mind yourself, Sarah.
Bye.
See ya. God, you know what? Just people not winning things makes me really sad.
I know, and it's us to tell them, to break
I
the
know.
News.
That's the bit about the job I don't like.
That's horrible.
It's when you have to say, I'm really sorry. You've been on the phone to us for 3 days and you're not going to Tomorrowland.
Newfound respect for Marty Whelan and on winning streak.
I know.
You know, to tell people they haven't won is just tough.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
New respect to
back in the day when Larry Gogan used to be like, the questions just weren't for you. That's just tough to hear.
Yeah, and trying to console someone. Mm. It's just really hard. Why can't everyone win everything?
Yeah.
This is the price. This is the coke. This is everyone wins something.
Do you know how you know he's in the wrong? He got really high.
I'm not in the wrong.
I'm
sure everybody went home with something.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. You can't compare a tray of Coca-Cola to going to Tomorrowland.
It's still something. He's left with more than he starts with.
Well, that's true.
And the Coca-Cola can is coming out of Callum's pay. So that's good
yes,
to know.
I would deliver it personally.
So is Tomorrowland.
That's why it's the flight money, because I'm not expensive. Booking your flights for you.